Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Did you have an inkling that the story that Cal Toomey dropped last night was coming? And how far back did you think, as a North Melbourne connected person, that there may have been some alarm bells around his tenure?
Certainly wasn't surprised this morning to hear of it. And I think there's probably, we felt there was interest mid-season, genuine interest about, you know, just not as in, look, here's an offer. Like we, you know, but yeah, look, there's a South Australian player. Having worked at the Crows, I know how hard it is to, you know, make sure that you get those return players coming back. So yeah, we felt there was probably some genuine interest mid-season.
From Port?
Yeah, well, bit of both, I think, Sauce. Like, I think it just, they tracked them a little bit. They would have spoken to Benny Williams, his manager, about where he's at, how he's feeling, is he homesick? But yeah, nothing substantial that we were ever concerned about.
Right.
If I recall correctly, was it Adelaide that put a package to North to get that first pick? It was significant.
Yep. That was before last year's draft.
Yeah, correct.
There was no serious consideration given to that, though, was there? Despite it being quite appealing, in a general sense, that it might have stacked up to be at least talked about.
No, we actually spoke to the family about moving here. And whether or not that was an option to sort of continue to support. It's something that, you know, I've discussed at other clubs with other families that might have some portability to come and support their player in that first year or two going forward. So, yeah, we're at that point. So there was, yeah, but there was no alarm bells at all in regards to him departing or asking for a trade.
Yep. Again, I know that obviously when you work at a footy club, as you both have for a long period of time, there's confidentiality attached to those arrangements, and neither of you would break that. But in a general sense, Dave, if I just can ask you now, did he embrace being the number one draft pick, and did he embrace being that at a Melbourne club?
He did. Yeah, very much so. He was really one of the most determined and driven young men I've had the pleasure of working with. Certainly was embracing of being the number one. You know, when I got a chance to meet him face to face, it didn't faze him at all.
He wanted to be that, didn't he?
Absolutely.
He wanted the club to not bid on others.
And, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, he was very genuine. Did he embrace Melbourne? Yeah, he did. The Melbourne side of things, and he certainly embraced North Melbourne. Made some good friends. I felt that he was, by the time I'd left, I felt there was a really clear direction for him to start to take, and obviously they had to appoint a new coach and go down that path. And I thought when Alistair was appointed, I thought it would be exceptionally good for Jason.
So, Nobes, do you sense or did you get a feel that the pressure started to come being number one pick with him throughout the year?
I think there's a combination of things. I think the way that we were going, I think the level that he wants to and his teammates to play at, and I think there was some frustration that was building as a result of not delivering on the level that he wanted to as the number one, as comparative to a number of other players that had been taken early. You know, he was very much in tune with how they were going. All those young guys are.
That's a pride thing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, I remember Hodgie doing some work with Cam Rayner in the same space, you know, about he's at this point and you're at that point, but they do that naturally.
And Hodge probably himself, even back in his draft year, yes. I mean, with the comparisons he had with Jarden, it may have taken him time.